Waking up has never felt so good.
Coggo and Kylie for breakfast. Bendigo's
Triple M. Records thing, for people that don't know, and I'm putting my hand up here, Kylie Stevenson, I do not know what the go is, but today is D-Day, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Please explain. D-Day. Okay, so look, it's been the subject of much media attention over the last 12 months or so, and it's set to go live after today, and I will shed some light on it for you. After lots of talking, planning, building and consulting, the government's new My Health Record is, as I said, set to go live after today, which means today is your last day to opt out of it. Now, in a nutshell, it's a system that gives GPs and health carers immediate online access to all of your medical records. So all of your medical records. So we're talking medical conditions, medications that you're on, if you've got any allergies, also test results, I believe. So if you've had any MRIs, ultrasounds, blood tests, etc. So it's all of your medical history in one big medical drawer online.
I've got my hand up.
Yes, you do have your hand up.
Can I ask a question?
So yes, Mr. Coughlin.
Fingers crossed. Touch wood, if you're involved in an accident, does that mean the ambulance people can actually jump online and have a look at what your issues are?
That is a really good question, because in terms of privacy to these records, you actually have the option when you go online to do this. You have the option to control who can see your health records or not. So typically you won't say yes to emergency health carers because you're not going to know that there's going to be, you know, if there's a potential accident, but they will have the right to do so. If it's a life and death situation, so you're involved in a bad accident here in Bendigo, you're taken to down to the St. John of God Hospital or Bendigo Health, then all of the emergency carers or health professionals at the hospital will have the right to have access to that information.
What's the point of actually saying yes, ticking the box then, because they can get to it anyway?
Well, the other privacy is if you wanted a family member to have access to your medical history, and also your current treating medical officers, like your GP or perhaps you're seeing some other health professional.
From what you were saying, and clearly I haven't been listening a lot to it, as in I've listened to what you just said there, but all the other stuff's peripheral, but I would think that it's a no-brainer. If you've got, if everyone can, you know, like a medical professional can have a look at it, if you can't get into your doctor, you can go to Barry Smith, Dr. Barry down the road, and he'll have exactly what's going on.
Well, that's right. See, that's a bonus. There's quite a few bonuses. Yeah. Another one is not just here in Bendigo if you change doctors, but let's just say you move interstate. If you go from Bendigo up to Queensland.
That's what I mean.
That's brilliant sense. Because typically you'd have to wait for all of your medical records to get posted up there, and it can take a couple of weeks and you know, a lot of red tape. Whereas this way it will be at the GP's fingertips, right at their fingertips. You've got your hand up again.
One more question, Ms. Stevenson. Yeah. So if we want to go with this, we tick a box. How does it all happen?
So basically, after today, if you have not opted out, you will automatically have a My Health Record set up for you. So everyone in Australia will have one set up for them.
If we want it.
If you want it, you don't have to do anything, but you're best to go online anyway and check out the options that you have.
How do the oldies do? A lot of oldies aren't online.
There's been a lot of consulting in the lead up to this, so a lot of people have, you know, spoken to the older generation. But just quickly, I've actually opted out of it, and I'll tell you why, is because even though they're saying that the security is going to be second to none with this, I always like to wait until time has passed to see if it is going to be as solid as what they're saying.
You're the type of person that wouldn't buy the first model of a car to make sure that it wasn't ordinary. You'd
True.
Buy the second model.
Yeah. Well, there are some GPs that are worried about it as well. There's some concerns there that some of the information may be wrong, and GPs don't want to be liable if that's the case. So there's a little bit of toing and throwing.
Well, that's when your GPs and they do 7 years of school. Surely if they see something on the screen, they go, I'm not sure about that. A lot of GPs do.
Yeah, but
All
anyway.
Right. So that's what's happening.
So,
with
but today is the last day. If you'd like to opt out of it, you have to go to myhealthrecord.gov.au.
Wake up with your mates.
Coggo and Kylie for breakfast.
Bendigo's 93.5.
Triple M.